Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of A Live Without Limits. Today's show, we're going to be talking about how you decide what you charge for your services or your products. And remember, there is a method to it that you need to follow, because if you overprice your services, you're going to lose customers. And if you underprice your services, then you will lose customers. Think about it. If you look at the market, even in the heyday of the corporations, when you had workers, yes, they were underpaid because there were no unions to protect them and there were no laws to protect them. So that was the beginning of the unions, was to protect the workers, to make sure that they had the proper environment to work in, that they made a wage that they could live with, that they could buy and live comfortably. But what's happened is you're also seeing where today that people are also not being sure what to do or how to judge what they charge. And the first thing you need to look at is how to go out and market your customers, what it will cost you. With social networking, you can do things on minimal expenses, which would also give you the opportunity to earn an income and earn a comfortable income. The more experience you get in what you charge, then you can also increase what you pay. And first of all, you may very well look at, okay, what is it that I want to make in this year? How many customers do I need to have to make this? If you are a virtual assistant and you say you want your income to be $50,000 a year, then you got to figure, okay, when you work from home, you can easily charge someone $20 to $25 an hour. And so if you do that and figure you have a customer that's hiring you for 10 hours a week, and then you have 10 or 15 customers, then that will tell you what you can make. And let's just look at it this way. If you are charging $25 an hour and someone is hiring you for 50 or 10 hours a week, let's keep it simple, that's $250 a week. If you have 10 clients that are charging or that you're having that are doing the same thing, then guess what? If you are making $250 off of one person and you have 10 clients, then you can be making $2,501 a week. If you do that weekly and you work 50 hours, you work 50 weeks a year and take 2 weeks for vacation, then your income is $125,050 a year. And that's just keeping it very simple, and that's just keeping it down to 10 clients a month. Now, if you've been in the business for a number of years, and you have had, and as you get a customer to drop off, you can easily, if you have had someone that you've been working with for a year or two and they really like what you do and they're going to give you more work, then you can increase what it charging them. And you can do it by an extra $10 or $15 an hour, depending. Just think about it. What does a hairdresser do? A hairdresser starts out in a corporate salon like Supercuts or a similar place, and they get a regular salary. The more experience they have, the more they can cut more variety of hair, then they can go out on their own. And when they go out on their own or they go to the higher class salons, then they can get what they do is they'll go into a higher salon where the salon is charging $65 to $100 a haircut, and you figure if they're getting 50% of that and they're dealing with at least 10 to 15 customers, then they know and all they have to do is pay for the chair that they have, that they're using with their customers. And if you have built up a following in the salon of people who like what you do, that will follow you from one salon to another, and you find some people even working from home. And when they work from home, then guess what? Then they don't have to share that money with anyone. Or you can even today go directly into someone's home. For instance, I know someone that's a chiropractor. She had an office. And so she had office expenses, and she charged the insurance company a certain amount of money, and that's how she got paid. Now, what she decided to do was she wanted to open up her own office. Well, until she gets her own facility set up, she's working from home. And you know what? She's kept the same income, but she's cut her overhead. So these are opportunities or things that you can think of, and it doesn't matter, because even in the coaching business, you need to look at avenues that you can use that can help you expand and build on what it is that you really, really want to do. And remember, as a coach, you have a lot of things open to you, and a coach can easily make $250 to $300 an hour once. You know, but when you're first starting out or when you're just getting established, you might want to undercharge simply because you just don't know what it is that you can do and how to create that income. So let's look at some of the things that you kind of need to do when you want to create an income for yourself and how you can set up an income and measure what it is that you can charge someone for the services that you are offering them, and how you can turn around and put that into what it is that you believe you can do and how you can expand it so that you can turn around and charge people and get what it is that you are worth. Because that is what you want to do, is you want to be able to set your fees in such a way that you're making a six-figure income in today's marketplace. And there is a formula that you need to figure out when you are charging people so you can know what it is that you really want to do and how to go about doing it. So think about it. Think about all the things that you can do and how you will charge someone for what it is that you believe that you can charge. And remember, if people can't pay what you think they can, or what you, and you want to get what you feel you're worth getting, then you need to look at it at how can I become known as an expert? What are the steps that I need to do? And how can I get that? And think of all the formulas that you can put together that can really help you get to that point of knowing what you are worth and be paid what you are worth in today's marketplace. Because remember, like in my case, I'm going to be offering people a complimentary coaching consultation which would be a free 30-minute program where it would be an overview of what it is that they want to accomplish, and then figure out how to take it and put it into a one-day VIP day intensive where they get to actually pull it all together, lay it out, and put it in a way where it will really expand where they're going and what it is that they want to be paid. So when you put all of these things together, then what happens is, guess what? You can become what it is that you really think that you really want to do. And remember, when you attract people to you, then you are looking for a way to help them to put into perspective how they can become an expert in their field and how they can become known and get what it is that they feel they are worth. So all of these things together are what create the opportunity for you to earn what you feel that you are worth. So think of all of these things. And remember, you want to become known as an expert. You want to become known as the person that someone goes to. And when you put all of these things together, guess what? So when you want to seal the deal, step-by-step secrets to creating an irresistible VIP day offer, confidently pricing your expertise. And that's just it. Women often undercharge themselves because they just don't know how to charge. And remember, what happened during the turnover from the 20th century into the 21st century when the corporations were cutting a lot of their positions? What happened? You had a lot of people who went out and became consultants, and it was the beginning of the dot-com era, which also failed because people were charging more than they were actually worth at the time. But it was the fear of the computers crashing when the dates changed from one century to the other. So that what happened was that people were easily charging $250 an hour and above. And then what did that do? That created an inflation of services. Now, it also, think about this as a mindset for pricing, because it's critical that you stay focused on what happens to your client, because if they feel that they're getting the benefit, then guess what? They're willing to pay you what you are worth. And it's not just about what happens with me, but also for your customer. They want the result for them and how it ripples through their life, through their career, through their wellness, and you're looking at a positive impact. So you map out the business and market plan. You also need, when you're putting together a business plan, you need to put together a financial plan. And look at it this way. If you are looking to do something that can really benefit an individual, then you're going to be looking at doing something that can create such a benefit for them that they see value in what it is that they are buying. And what I'm doing is basing this on a VIP day. So usually, if you want to, a VIP day, which is a one-day intensive that you're working with a client, you can easily charge anywhere from $997 to $4,797. It depends on you, your confidence, and your track record, because the more experience you have, easily you can start charging more. Now, if you want to do a live VIP day, which is a one-day intensive, you also have to look at the expense, because if you have a home where you can set a section off and set up the training in your home, then that's a great opportunity to save. But if you need to go into a hotel and you need to hire and rent space and you need to look at breakouts where you provide refreshments, then you're also going to increase your price. So you need to understand that a live VIP day can go anywhere from $1,497 an individual up to $24,997. And a lot of these are things that what you want to do is look at it as how you are helping the individual to learn, to plan, and what they are getting out of it, what's the benefit for them, so that a one-day small group, mastermind group, can easily be $1,497, and it can easily go up to $14,997. Remember, when you're working out of your home, then you do everything virtually, whether it's through the internet, where you're doing it on Skype, which is an avenue that people are beginning to look at as a good marketing tool and also a way to keep in touch with your customers, then that's one avenue to look at, because that really benefits you. That helps you look at what it is and how you can really help each other so that you don't have the overhead that you would have in having to take it outside, which is into a hotel. So what makes the difference is that you're in the home, and how to get what you want and how to get what you want and get it, which, you know, say if you have done a audio program of the things that you talk about in an intensive, if you're with someone and you're working with them and you automatically have it taped, an audio program taped of it, because you do, especially if you're working from home and you're doing a conference call on a bridge line, then those things can easily be made into DVDs when you download it, and then you can sell them. So what you're also doing is creating a product. So then if you want to entice people that are on a free conference call to sign up immediately, then you would give an automatic discount to, say, the first five or six people that sign up. So you would charge maybe out of $997, you are going to give them $250 off. Then you would go $757. So, and also, usually what you need to do when you think about pricing is look at what's the lowest you would charge, what's the highest you would charge, because it's what you believe you can receive. Is then you need to look at how many people you want to earn an income from. So think about it this way. What's the most that you yourself would charge someone? And if the most you would charge is, say, $997, but the maximum you would charge was $2,597, then you need to choose a number that's in between. And then after you have worked with two or three clients and had the experience of proving yourself and your capabilities, then you increase it from there. And it's harder to make less than to make more. Five reasons to not undercharge. People will talk to you more seriously and respect you. That is, if they believe that you're an expert and you can prove that you're an expert on your topic, then guess what? You are going to be reaching people. You're going to have the opportunity to impress them. And when you undercharge people, when you give things away for free, then later on people are not going to want to pay you because they figure that you've done this for free. Why should they pay you now? So you need to be aware of how you are doing things, where you are coming from, and also to think of all of the things that you can do that can help you improve and get the respect that you deserve. People then step up and get better because when they pay for something, then they're going to want to implement what they're doing because if you give it away for free, then they figure they can always come back. And the last thing is it attracts attention and creates credibility to, and people look for evidence, look to support assumptions. Fear and doubt are not true. When you charge more, you step up and better your best. That means that when you are charging someone, then you're more likely to step up and really make sure you're on top of your game because you want, people will mimic the people they're working with. They will model them. And if you don't step up, then how can you expect your client to step up and do what it is that you want them to do? So think about all of these things. Think about how you can put together a good pricing plan. Figure out what it is that you want to make for the year and figure out what it is that you are worth. And how much do you want to upcharge to accept payments? And remember, if people can't pay the fee, then you want to look at setting up a payment plan. And when you set up a payment plan, you're not just going to take your fee and, okay, here's the fee. Now, you can't pay it all at once. Well, I'm going to have to give you a surcharge. What does a credit card do? Every time you pay the minimum on your credit card, what do? They turn around and they charge you a fee for an interest on it. So if you're going to let someone pay on a payment plan, then you need to turn around and put in a fee of 15 to 20% more so that you can position yourself and make what it is that you want to make. And, you know, it's a matter of thinking about how you can offer something that can really benefit someone else. And if you're charging a minimum of $900 and then they want a payment plan and you're going to charge 20% more, then guess what? That is going to turn out to be for you on how much more you can make. So let's break it down. You're making $650. And you're going to charge 20% more. So 20% of that is another $130. So $650 plus $130 comes out to, let's get this right now. We said $650 plus $130 comes out to $750, right, comes out to $780. And then you want to break that up into four payments. So what do? You're going to turn around and you're going to charge them $195 a month for 4 months. And when you do that, then what that's going to do is that's going to give you a total of $780, which means that instead of making $650 off that sale, you just made $780. So you increase your income by $130 by allowing them to make the choice of making payments, because someone may not be able to make a payment all at once, but they can make four payments and break it down over time. And remember, if you're doing a a big, so, and then if you want to, if you want someone to hire your services, and a one, and they're doing a 1 day class with you that you charge $2,150 for, okay, let's look at that. If you're charging $2,150 for the day, and you're going to give them a quick decision where you're going to reduce it by 20%, which comes out to $450 off, then that would be a savings for them to make a decision. So, and then that increase, that what that does is that that the sooner they make the decision and they commit, then you know you have them. So if you're charging $2,150 and then you subtract $430, then the income for the day is $1,720. Okay. And that's because they made a quick decision. Well, that's almost $2,000 that you made for 1 day from one customer. Well, what if you have five that make a decision out of the presentation? Then guess what happens? Your income for that day is $8,600. So you have to adjust, but you have to be aware what it is that you are going to charge, what your time is worth, what you think. I've noticed that a lot of speakers and trainers who work from home and do mentoring, individual mentoring, and they have people that they charge a minimum of at least $5,000, and that's, and then they have it figured out just on this kind of if someone's going to pay it out, what they're going to get, if they reduce it for a quick decision, what they're going to get, and you could easily be making almost a 6 to 7 figure income just by making and equating all of these things that you need to look at when you are looking at creating an income for yourself. And if you are a virtual assistant or you are a web designer, remember the technicality of what it is that you're doing. And when you are putting all of these things together, then guess what? You can easily be making a good income for yourself. But remember, you also need to be a reliable person that your client feels they can contact even at a later date and that you won't disappear on them. And when you are a web designer, you need to do the same thing, because guess what? If you are not someone that is reliable, then eventually all your clients are going to leave you. And I would also like to remind you in this last minute that you can go to my website, and that website is onepersonalcareercoach.com, and you can sign up for individual coaching, you can sign up for group coaching, and what I am also offering is a free complimentary coaching consultation so that we can sit there and strategize what it is that you expect to get out of any further training that you are seeking, and help you plan your future and also plan on how to figure out what you want to make, what your time is worth, and remember, what they are buying is the experience you have, the years that you have put into this, because just because you are just starting out in business, if you've worked somewhere, if you've been a part of anything, then guess what? That experience makes you an expert on the topic and gives you the ability to sell yourself and get what you're worth.